The measure demands that most U.S. combat forces leave Iraq by April 1st of next year, with the withdrawal process to begin within 120 days of enactment of the resolution. President Bush would have to report to Congress on any U.S. forces remaining for what are called limited purposes, such as protection of diplomats and training of Iraqi troops. Referring to what he called strategic mistakes in Iraq, Democratic Congressman Ike Skelton said Congress cannot wait until September, when it's due to receive the next report on progress in Iraq.
We haven't got time for the waiting game. That's where we are now. The purpose of this is a matter of readiness. It's a matter of national security. It's a matter that we must face now, or else the strain and stretch on our ground forces, particularly the Army and, of course, the Marines, will be beyond repair.
The debate took place against the background of the Bush administration's interim report on Iraq, which says the Iraqi government made satisfactory progress on just 8 of 18 political, military, and economic benchmarks. Republicans sought to put a positive spin on the report, with Congressman Duncan Hunter urging lawmakers not to vote to change policy until the September report from U.S. Iraq Commander General David Petraeus.
This is an attempt, once again, to stampede a retreat from Iraq. And it's a gratuitous attempt to do this.
House Foreign Affairs Chairman Tom Lantos suggested that far from demonstrating progress, the administration report reflects setbacks.
With every car bomb that takes a civilian toll, every insurgent's bullet that finds its mark, every roadside explosive that maims or kills one of our own brave men and women in uniform, the sacrifices mount and the result is anything but satisfactory.
Before the final vote late Thursday, House Minority Leader John Boehner made a final appeal to lawmakers to vote against the measure, asserting it would embolden al-Qaeda in Iraq and terrorists around the world.
This bill that we have before us makes our troops pawns in a partisan political battle. I don't think that's what anyone wants. I think this bill on the floor today undermines General Petraeus and undermines the mission that he has to help make Iraq and America safe.
Here is the Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
After more than 3,600 lives have been lost to a flawed strategy, we have a responsibility to create a new direction. To those who urge that we wait until September, I say that it's been 4.5 years and $500 billion at least. We have already waited too long.
This is the second time the House has voted for a specific withdrawal target date. President Bush vetoed legislation approved by the House and Senate earlier this year that tied war funding to a timetable. The president has promised to veto any new such legislation reaching his desk and would likely have enough support on Capitol Hill to sustain a veto. In his comments accompanying the release of the interim Iraq Progress Report, President Bush reiterated his view that the U.S. can still succeed, urged patience, and said he considers history's judgment of his actions more important than public opinion polls. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.